Ever wonder about the impact you have on others or the impact that they have on you? The Ripple Effect on Thrive Life TV explores just that. You'll understand how one person, one moment can transform your entire life. Discover stories of profound influence, mentorship, and life-altering connections. Join us to uncover the power of human interactions in shaping careers, relationships, and personal growth. Subscribe to Thrive Life TV today with a 7-day no-risk free trial and start understanding the ripples you create and receive in the journey of life. Your story of impact is just one click away. Go to thrivelifetv.com or search for us in the Google and Apple Play stores. We'll see you inside. Welcome to Couch Time with Amy Wine, the podcast that's all about helping high achievers like you thrive in life, relationships, and business. Hey there, I'm your host, Amy Wine, and each week I will be bringing you insights, inspiration, and practical strategies to help you live your best life. So whether you're looking to improve your relationships, grow your business, or find more meaning and purpose, you have come to the right place. With expert interviews, real-life stories, and actionable advice, Couch Time with Amy Wine is the ultimate guide to personal growth and success. So grab your cup of coffee or tea, like me, get comfortable on that couch, and join me for real life, real relationships, real people. It is time to take your life to the next level, and I am here to help you every step of the way. Hey there, I want to share with you something that drastically changed my entire life. And it is 7 steps to quiet your mind so that you can hear Jesus. Does your mind never seem to shut off? I mean, we're fast to pray, but sometimes slow to listen. I have great news. It's all about to change for you. You're going to discover how to finally quiet your mind so you can hear Jesus too. You're going to develop a deeper connection to yourself and Jesus that'll last you a lifetime. So we're going to dive right in. But first, I want to tell you a little story. I talk often about what happened to me 10 years ago, and I'm not going to go there in that story right now, but that's when I found myself like sitting in my backyard, sobbing, not able to answer the question, what brought me joy? And I went to a counselor during this time, and he asked me, how often do you just sit and quiet your mind? And I was like, my mind doesn't shut off. I was probably the worst client ever for a counselor. Sometimes the counselors are the worst, and I wasn't even a counselor then. But my mind is never shut off. And I didn't even know how to do that. Like, it goes 100 million miles an hour. There is constantly things going on. And I am like the queen of multitask. Like, I could do 8 things at once. Maybe not well, but I do them. And he's like, you've got to learn to shut off your mind. So what he told me to do was go home. And for the next week between then, when I saw him, I was to go into my backyard, turn on my waterfall, turn on some soft music if I wanted, and just be and sit there until my mind shut off and enjoy it. And I was to do that for the 7 days before I saw him again. So wanting really to learn how to do this, I sent my kids off to school, got my stuff ready, went into my backyard, did not turn on music because I really wanted to just hear the water. It's very soothing for me. And I sat there and I sat there and I sat there. And I sat there and I sat there. I got up and ate lunch. I went and sat there more and sat there and sat there and sat there. He said to sit until your mind shut off. Mine never did. So then I went and got my kids from school and started being mom and getting back to myself. Next day, I said, I'm going to try it again. Get the kids to school. I sit there and I sit there and I sit there. And about an hour in, I am like, no more. I'm done with this. Like, my mind will never shut off. This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever done. So I didn't do it again. Go back to counseling a few days later. And he asks me, how did it go? So I tell him what happened. And he looks me in the eye and he says this, "You sat there all day, like for almost 8 hours?" "Yes." My mind never shut off. This is when I knew I broke the counselor, because this was his reaction to me. As he sat there frustrated, and I was like, okay, I did something wrong. So he says to me this, "I want you to try again." I'm like, "Nope, hard no. It's just not going to work." And he's like, "I want you to try again and set a timer. Set a timer for 5 minutes. And every time something comes into your head, you're going to say, stop it, stop it, stop it. And then the next day, you're going to do it again and again and again until one day you realize that timer went off and you had quieted your mind." So I went back the next week. I did it every day for 5 minutes. Not one time did that timer go off and my mind was quiet. Says, do it again. By this point, I'm about to fire the counselor. I am so done with him, but I'm determined. So I go do it again. Nothing. Do it again. Nothing. Do it again. Day three, it happened. My timer went off. It scared me to death. I jumped and I just started going, yeah, I'm not going to show you what it is. It's a little embarrassing, but just picture this. A little happy dance in the backyard, because guess what? I did it. Okay, it was a little more dramatic than that, if you can even imagine. I didn't even know what to do with myself. I was so excited. I ran in the house. I called my husband. He's like, yeah, babe, that's great. I told my kids when I picked them up and they're like, Mom, are you okay? I couldn't wait to go back to therapy. I told him I did it. I didn't break him that time. He was like, yes. That's about as far as he got with his happy dance. I thought it should have been a little more dramatic, but you get the point. If you're looking for even more support and guidance on your personal growth journey, in your marriage, or even in your business, then I invite you to check out the Thrive Life Collective app. Our holistic approach rooted in research, science, and scripture can help you strengthen your life, relationships, and business one step at a time. Plus, our Thrive Today feature provides a daily motivation and encouragement in just 3 to 5 minutes a day. So why wait? Sign up for the Thrive Life Collective app today in Apple and Google app stores, and let's continue growing together. So now I have perfected this. My mind still goes 100 million miles an hour. I still have things coming at me. I mean, I run 3 businesses. And I have 3 kids and a marriage and friends and a body that needs taken care of and animals that need taken care of. I've got all the things just like you. But you know what's happened in these moments? I started, over time, having conversations with Jesus. At first, I thought it was just me. But some of the stuff that popped in my head and then subsequently came true, that was not of me. So it's taken me a while, but first I heard him through writing, then I heard him through music, then I heard him through other people. But the gift of being alone with him and hearing him for the first time is one I want to give you. Now, I'm going to tell you it takes time, but I'm going to give you 7 quick steps right now that you can do to start your journey to hearing Jesus. You ready? Number one, you got to be intentional. You got to find the time. You've got to find it. And you have to intentionally set the time. And you have to do it consecutively almost. Not every day, but more often than not. And when you get off track, you've got to come back to it. So intentionally make this a non-negotiable in your calendar. Number two, find your space. For you, it could be anywhere. You may not have a backyard with a waterfall that's nice and quiet. You may not be able to do it in the house because your kids are home or your spouse. Yours might be walking on a trail. I'm going to tell you, one of my quietest spots was hiding in my closet from time to time when I couldn't find my space. So, it doesn't matter if you have a comfy chair and a cozy blanket. Find your space. Make it yours Set yourself up for success. Bring in your cup of coffee or your tea. Bring in the blanket, soft music if you can. Find your space. Number three, set a timer. 5 minutes. Just set it. When you get it down so much that at 5 minutes it goes off, I better be seeing those happy dance videos, people. I'm serious. You better be sending them to me. Then up your timer as you go with whatever time you have allowed or whatever time you need. Number four, when you first start, you're going to say, stop it. Every time something enters your head, stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it, stop, 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 stop it. That's kind of how mine sounded at first. Then it went to stop it, stop it, stop it. And I'm going to give you a hint that's going to help you here. When you're trying to sit and quiet your mind, I want you to feel. I want you to feel if there's heat on you or cold. I want you to hear either the music or the birds or whatever it is that you can hear. I want you to close your eyes and just feel. If you like touch, make sure you have something that's soft and cozy next to you. And I want you to touch it and I want you to feel it as you're saying, stop it, stop it, stop it. All right. Number five, practice. Do it until the time goes off and you're shocked you did it. Everything that's worth it in life, you have to practice. Number six, then do it again and again and again and just increase the time each day. And number seven, as you start getting into this, I want you to get a journal and get the pretty one with the great pens or something. I love a pretty journal with great pens. Even if you're not a journaler, I have my Jesus journal. And this is where I started writing the things that he gives me. Before I could ever hear him, he spoke to me through what I was writing. And I didn't make a big procession of this. It wasn't perfect. It wasn't detailed. It just was. I just wrote whatever I thought or whatever I felt. That's it. You now have the seven steps. Yes, it truly is this simple, but you got to be intentional. You got to find your space. You got to set a timer. You got to say, stop it. You got to practice and do it. And then you got to do it again and then journal it. And I cannot wait for the transformation that comes to you through your Jesus time. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for tuning in to Couch Time. This is Amy Wine, and I hope you've enjoyed today's episode and gained some valuable insights that you can apply to your own life, relationships, and business. Remember, you're capable of achieving anything you set your mind to, and I believe in you. Keep showing up, keep taking action, and keep striving for greatness. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to subscribe. I would be forever grateful if you could please leave a rating and a review and share it with someone who you think could benefit from these conversations. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep living your life authentically and intentionally on purpose and keep thriving in all areas of your life. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode of Couch Time with Amy Wine. Are you feeling like your marriage is more about going through the routine than the romance? Just the day-to-day drudgery of all the things and the chaos that surround you that you have to do? You're not alone. Hi, I'm Amy Wine, your marriage and family therapist and founder of Thrive Life TV, and we get it. Impact-driven achievers like you deserve a marriage that is just as successful as your business and your career. Your marriage is about more than just staying together. It's about growing together, laughing together, and reigniting the spark that makes you partners in every sense of the word. That is where Thrive Life TV steps in. Join me for exclusive sessions. We're gonna tackle real life marriage challenges, from reigniting passion to deepening your emotional connection. We're talking real change, real results. It is time to transform your marriage into a thriving partnership that you both deserve. On Thrive Life TV, you're going to find practical strategies, shared experiences, and that extra push you need. Are you ready to uplevel your marriage? Visit ThriveLifeTV.com and let's bring the joy and love and yes, the fun back in your marriage. I'll see you inside.